So you retired from coaching then in 1986.
Yes.
Then you got involved with the station that I worked for. It's KRMG.
Yes.
And that's when you met Jerry Vaughn and Ron Blue and later Bill Land. Tell us how you're... Did Jerry Vaughn bring you into the station?
Yes. I had done things for them and also done things for Channel 8 back when I was at Webster. But when this all happened on retirement, that it was such a... I had fun on the radio. Now, I wasn't doing it for money, but it was fun. And it was fun being and helping someone. And Jerry Vaughn was... He was so much fun to work with that... I need to tell you this. It was during that period of time that Dan Crookham came out with his idea of taking a football team to Russia. And he came, and I went, paid my own way, and sent the information back to KRMG and Bill Land. But we were in Moscow behind the Iron Curtain with 120 football players and about 30 parents. And you talk about being different. Things were different at that particular time. And as a result of that, we were over there about 7 or 8 days. And then we came back, and Dan Crookham was so great. We went to New Zealand and Australia with a group. And then we went back to Europe with another group, to England and France and Germany. This was just something great that happened in between and right after I got out of teaching and coaching.
Dan Crookham, tell us about him. Who is he?
Dan Crookham was the head football coach at Rogers and also at Edison. And he was one of the most brilliant people that I've ever been around. And how he put that together, no one really knows. And we were all set to go to China with another group. And that's when all hell broke loose over there and we had to quit. And we didn't do it. And then, but Dan Crookham was just an unbelievable person. And how he did that to this day, I don't know.
And how many football players went along?
We had from 100, one of the trips, I think we had 110 and then 120 and... a little over 100.
But these weren't all sports people that went over there. You were heading up probably the tour. He was using your great name and popularity and then selling the trip to people, I would imagine. And they came because J.V. Haney was going to these countries.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know whether he was doing that or not because, as I said, I paid my way to Russia the first time.
Yeah.
And from then on, I helped him. By doing different control, he would give me a group that I had to control, and I did that, and it was just incredible.
Did you see any sporting events or anything sporting-wise when you were in Moscow and in Russia?
No, we didn't. We played in Moscow, and we had very few. I bet we didn't have 1,000 people there in a little stadium. But then we hit the big one with 50,000. But it was just...
Oh, so you hit a big stadium, you said, of 50,000 people?
Yeah.
Watched the football team?
Yeah.
And so, you were playing intramural then against each other? Or?
Yes.
Okay. And you were teaching them what football is all about?
Yes.
Great ambassador for them, weren't you?
Well, and what was so incredible about that, as I said a while ago, you know, we have 50,000 people there, but in a 110,000-seat stadium, it didn't look like many people.
Right.
But the way they put them together, then it was just unbelievable.
Well, that was an experience they've remembered the rest of their lives, for sure.
Yeah.
I have been there myself, and it was so different, and the food was different, and everything.
What year were you there?
I can't remember. Probably. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe if I had more time to think about it, I could. So, and then, and Ron Blue was the manager of KRMG at the time, and so he obviously put his blessing on you and wanted you there.
Well, he saved my job.
How do you mean?
Well, I was doing a job for Jerry Vaughn. He had to go do something, and I was doing a show. And as a result of that, they had an inspector that was, I think he was from Chicago.
A consultant is what they literally
called him. He called me in before the show and said, you need to improve your language. You sound like an Oklahoman. And I said, well, what the hell? I was born and raised in Oklahoma. Should I sound like I'm from Oklahoma? He says, you need to do this, 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 this. And I said, no, I quit. And I go in, and Ron Blue, boy, he gets that guy and chews him out one end to the other. And he told me, he says, I like your voice. You do just exactly what you've been doing. So I went back and did the show, and it was...
And the show was Sportsline then, I suppose.
Yes.
Right, that's what you were doing. Ron Blue had an instinct, because I worked for Ron Blue, too, of course, and was hired by Gary Swanson and Swanson Broadcasting and all that. So I knew that instinct of his, for sure, and I'm glad to hear that he did that. Of course you'd want to be an Oklahoman and talk like an Oklahoman.
Well, I couldn't change my voice if I wanted to.
Right.
So Jerry gets you, he really, Jerry Vaughn kind of gets you into the radio thing, and then he just leaves one night and leaves you with it, right?
Yes.
That how you kind of got started on your own?
Yes.
But for that show.
For
that show.
Well, I helped him a lot. He would call me, and I think it would be times when he felt like maybe that he wouldn't be getting a lot of calls. He said, could you come be on the show? Well, yeah. So we'd go and we'd talk and, you know, and just had a good time. And I wasn't in any way wanting to become involved, and I just kind of got involved. Mm-hmm. But I certainly enjoyed it. And the people that we worked with, KVOO and KRMG, my goodness, there were some great people.